Let's go check in with my good friend Johnny Brand Sr. Now, Johnny has the Brand's locations in Granville on Leonard and downtown GR. You see the flags flying for law enforcement and military, those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for us in West Michigan and across America. And also Johnny, his wife Sandy, the Brand family, they are huge supporters of law enforcement at all levels and our military here in Michigan and across this country and all around the world. And Johnny reached out to me and said he has a solution that could help Grand Rapids PD and the people here when it comes to law enforcement. Johnny, what is that solution?
Two areas that, if they're addressed properly, our city will become safer. Number one is you need more police officers. Now, that's not popular with some, but I can't think of another way to keep our city safe. They serve such purposes as far as deterrent to crime. They're out in the streets. They have more time to engage with the community, build rapport. You need officers to do that. They're short-staffed, and they allow them to hire a few more officers, which doesn't come near the amount that we need in Grand Rapids. I also think number two is funding the Third Ward. And that's been a problem forever. Fund them. They need the resources. They need it. And that's an area in the city where you see a lot of the crime. It can be improved. They have time to be in the inner city, walking the streets, meeting the people, engaging with them, building a rapport. Between those two things, fund the Third Ward and fund it, whatever's needed to make the improvements, and make sure we have enough police officers. Reduce response times, deterrent on the streets as far as driving through neighborhoods. I'd love a police car to drive to my neighborhood every night, sense of security and safety. So I really believe that being short officers and not funding the Third Ward properly is making Grand Rapids an unsafe city. And the perception is that we're not safe. And now that's just, a city can't be a city without safety. Nothing else matters. Amphitheaters, soccer fields, they're not going to be successful if people don't feel comfortable and safe going to those venues. So you got to start at the top, public safety. And I just believe that strongly. Now what happened in New York with Jonathan Diller, who's a fallen hero, they told the city council, please don't attend. I don't know if they said please. The governor came and they said, well, why don't you leave? And the mayor wasn't invited. Now what's that say about law enforcement? No support. No support. And he's made a statement. He made a big statement. God rest his soul, he's a hero. But what happened made a statement. Because it's throughout the country right now, people know public safety is not where it should be in a lot of cities. And I just think he made such a big statement that he was a hero in his duties. And obviously was murdered. But the statement is that our cities are not going to be safe if they don't get the support and respect from the city officials, including the city manager, which I've had a couple of run-ins with. I respect them, but I just don't believe that they're addressing public safety in our city. I mean, we had 400 officers 10, 15 years ago with similar population. Crime is up, and we're not reacting to it. We need more officers, and I've said it for years, but they've got to listen at some point. But I'll tell you how you solve that, them not listening, is put elected officials in office that will support the GRPD. We have a couple that are running, and they don't, supporting GRPD doesn't mean it's your only area of your job, but it's a big one. And I just think right now that would be a impactful, not a solution, but a major improvement in the safety of the citizens of Grand Rapids. And they listen too much, they appease. That's a problem.
Amen.
You can't appease a few and not. The majority of Grand Rapids, they want public safety, probably 99%.
I think everybody does, Johnny, and I got to get to a network break. I echo your feelings. The big cities in America, not just Grand Rapids, but across Michigan and around this country, need wake-up calls before people and businesses leave even more than they are right now, that you want to feel safe. And, Johnny, I really applaud you, what you do, Voice for the Badge, which people can follow on Facebook and Twitter. Johnny, Sandy Brand, bless her heart, and the Brand family. No one cares more about law enforcement or the military than the Brand family does. Johnny, Great to hear your voice. And I tell everybody right now, your vote in all elections at all levels in our state, in our country, mean more to our future than ever before. Take care, my man, John. We'll talk soon.
Well put, Huge. Great talking to you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, he is a good man. Johnny Brand from All the Brands Steakhouse and Grills. If you haven't stopped by Johnny Brand's on Leonard and you look at his tribute to law enforcement and military in the lobby, you don't see that. You don't see that at any other business. Johnny wears his support for law enforcement and the military on a daily basis. On his sleeve, it's in the Johnny Brand's location on Leonard near 131 in downtown GR. And he lives it every day, and he's fighting to make Grand Rapids safer. And I think all elected officials and the people of Michigan need to step up and demand that their cities are protected. Same thing all across this country. By the way, if you want to find the Brands close to where you work or live, or you'll be traveling and you support law enforcement and the military, just go to brands.com.